Well, good morning, everybody. There's a famous story of Mother Teresa when she went to New York. It was the end of her life, close to it anyway, and she'd spent, as you know, most of her life answering the call from Jesus to serve the poorest of the poor. And so she found the poorest place in the world in Calcutta and spent her life serving the Lord there. Anyway, she came on a trip to New York City, and after it was over, she said, "This is the poorest place I've ever been." And people kind of scratched their heads. And she said, "You know, in Calcutta, they don't have buildings, they don't have food, they don't have all these things, but what they have is faith and love." And she said, "Here they have all these shiny buildings and all these things, but there's no faith and no love." She said, "People seem so lost, and they seem like they're sleepwalking through life, you know." She said, the real hunger is for love and for hope and for meaning. The real hunger, even if people don't know it, is they're hungry for Jesus. They're hungry for our Lord. She said, "Yes, we have to take care of the physical things." And that's why when you read the Gospels, Jesus, he feeds the people. He gives them shelter. He gives them drink. He gives them these. He takes care of their physical needs, but then he works on the spiritual, the more important. And, you know, this deeper hunger is something that we all must be aware of, that people are hungering for God. And the first reading about hunger, the gospel about hunger. And when you think about this deeper sort of hunger, I was thinking the other day, I had the joy of visiting some homebound and nursing homes, and I went to Morristown Manor, and I went to the end of this hallway. I was visiting this woman named Rosie, and she was at the very end of the hallway, and there was another much younger lady with her, the younger lady was putting a puzzle together, and Rosie was just kind of sitting there in her wheelchair. She's got Alzheimer's, I went over there, and I said, "Hi, Rosie, it's Father Mike. I'm here to pray with you." And the other woman, the younger one who was working on the puzzle, she says, "I'll step away." I said, "It won't be too long." I said, "Are you a friend of Rosie's?" And she says, she had a southern drawl to her. She said, "Well, of course, everybody is." And then she said, "I wish that you could have known Rosie before she had Alzheimer's, because Rosie was always speaking a word of the Lord. And she was always reminding people of God's love. She was always telling people not to be afraid. She was telling people to trust in the Lord. She was pointing out miracles. She was telling them to pray and forgive and remember that the Lord is with them." And as she said, it was hardly like a sentence would come out of her mouth without the Lord in it. And it's not like she was in your face about it, you know, but she was just always speaking a word of the Lord. And I thought, you know, gosh, I hope that that's what people say about me when I'm an old man in a wheelchair at the end of a hallway and I don't even remember my own name, that people will say, "Oh, that's Father Mike over there. He's a friend to everybody. And he was always speaking a word of the Lord to anybody and everybody." Because, you know what, like, it's just when we speak the Lord, and this is why we need to be well acquainted with Scripture and all these things, is so that we have useful things to say. But that it might just be that some word that we say to somebody might be a little seed that lands in their heart and that begins to take root and grow, and they might owe their salvation one day to one little word about the Lord that you spoke. A little invitation, come to the holy hour with me. Would you like to join this Bible study? Would you like to come to Mass with me? And one little word of God might just be something that someone owes their salvation to one day. And so, gosh, let's be those kind of people where at the end of our life, somebody says, oh yeah, oh that one. He was always speaking of God. He was a friend to everybody. The world needs those kind of people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.